Religious leaders in western Massachusetts are condemning acts of intolerance that have been reported locally since the election. The Bishop of the Roman Catholic Diocese of Springfield, Reverend Mitchell Rosansky, called on local Catholics to not remain silent when acts of hatred, discrimination, and religious intolerance occur in their midst.
Any type of hate crime against any faith is really an insult to all faiths and needed to be spoken about. And needed to be addressed.
Rosansky, in a letter sent to parishes this weekend and in speaking with reporters Monday, referenced two acts of hatred, the painting of racist and anti-Semitic graffiti on a rocky cliff on the Mount Tom State Reservation, and the smashing of bottles of alcohol outside a mosque in West Springfield. He said the recent acts of vandalism are sad reminders that the trouble is much closer to home, and he urged people to confront bias and discrimination head on.
I would encourage, first of all, people to be able to explain what their faith is about, to reach out to others in relationships, especially those of different faiths. And when they encounter such bias as that, to speak the truth, to tell the truth about their own faith and what their faith means to them.
On Saturday, about 50 people hiked up Mount Tom for an interfaith vigil led by Bishop Douglas Fisher, head of the Episcopal Diocese of Western Massachusetts. Rosansky said the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, who met last week in Baltimore, are concerned about likely changes to U.S. policy on immigration and refugee resettlement based on statements President-elect Donald Trump made during the campaign.
The bishops are certainly concerned that we are objectifying people and not looking upon them as truly people who are looking for a better life, who can contribute to society.
He said the U.S. bishops are worried about the plight of an estimated 60 million people who fled their homes around the world because of war or religious persecution.
The bishops remain very, very committed to the resettlement of those who are fleeing war-torn countries.
Catholic Charities is preparing to help resettle 51 refugees in Northampton beginning in January. Some of the refugees may be from Syria. Rosansky spoke with reporters after announcing $300,000 in grants to community-based organizations from the annual Catholic Appeal. Recipients included emergency food pantries, an organization that facilitates support groups for grieving children, and a sober living rooming house for recovering alcoholics. Homework House, an after-school tutoring program in Holyoke, received $19,000. Executive Director Virginia Dillon said they don't charge students and don't accept government funds.
And that's why funding from the annual Catholic Appeal is so important for us. It provides a real the rock around which we can build all of our other funding, and provides a real critical piece for us.
The annual Catholic Appeal in the Springfield Diocese, which has another month to go, has raised $2.7 million so far. Most of the money goes to support church-run programs and services. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.